Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. In this episode, we are again in the park in Salem, Massachusetts, and we see Gil and Nicholas greeting each other for their second meeting in this park in so many days. As they sat down, Nicholas said, "So what's your verdict? Are you going to accept the talisman?" Gil said, "Yes, I will. But I have some questions and some concerns. I'm concerned that the keepers don't talk to each other very much. That's the way you described it. And I fear that there is a lot of knowledge that you have about this talisman and what it does to your life that I would like to know. So instead of saying thank you and accepting it, I would ask you to spare me some of your valuable time to talk, perhaps every day over the next week, so that I can ask questions and you can better explain your knowledge of how these concerns could be approached." Nicholas thought for a second and said, "That's an excellent idea. I would be happy to meet with you on a daily basis over the next week and tell you what I know. I will give you my honest take on how this works." With that, Nicholas reached up and lifted the chain from around his neck and removed the talisman. This is the first time it's been off his neck in 200 years. He reversed it and he slipped it over the head of Gil. When it settled into its position on Gil's neck, Gil involuntarily gasped just a little. With this, Nicholas smiled and said, "Oh yes, I remember that sensation. When I first put it on, it takes your breath away, just for a moment." Gil said, "That was very odd, but now I feel normal. I can't tell anything's different. I feel it here on my neck, but I feel normal. But for that instant, it was just a flash. I don't know how to explain it." Nicholas said, "Nor do I. So let me answer your questions. Do you have any questions for me today?" Gil says, "Well, the first concern I have is I have a wife. What's to become of her? If I'm going to live a very long life, what will become of her? Will she not grow old and die before my eyes?" Nicholas nodded and said, "Yes. But that is going to happen anyway. You have no control over that. That's the way it will unfold. The only difference with the talisman, it virtually ensures that you will survive her. And without the talisman, that is not a certainty. There's no way to change your wife's lifespan." He then posed his second question. "If people around me are getting older and I am not, how do I avoid having them notice that I'm not growing any older?" Nicholas said, "Well, this can be a challenge, but it's actually fairly easy to address. You and I both have a little bit of gray hair. We're both clean shaven. If you were to add a mustache, you would look about 10 years older. In most cases, if you were to add a beard, you might look 15 or 20 years older, particularly if that beard comes in with a lot of gray. And in general, the longer the beard that you wear, the older you're going to look. So men have no real problem choosing how young or old they look if their goal is to just look older. Grow a mustache or grow a mustache and beard. it will pretty much take care of that problem. Additionally, you could look into specific knowledge on disguises and makeup. And for that, I would contact people in the theater. There are people working in theaters who are experts in creating disguises and making people look older or younger. Gil said, that's a great idea. I may have to do that. He said, I could go down to New York and spend some time learning about that. That might be very useful. What else do you need to know? Gil said, I don't suppose you'll be able to answer this one. Why does the talisman exist, and why do we have it? What is the purpose? Nicholas said, you anticipated that I would not be able to answer that. But this is no different than anyone else, because your neighbor can't tell you why he is on Earth. He may have some opinions, but when you get down to basics, no one actually knows for sure why we're here. And the talisman doesn't change that. We don't know where it came from. I can't look at it and determine that it is any particular kind of metal or substance that I have ever seen. It is unique. Although that's not quite precise, because I don't know if it is unique. There may be hundreds of these around the world. I simply don't know if there are duplicates of this or not. This may be unique, or it may be one of many. I don't know. But I can't tell you why it exists, why you have it. I don't know. Gilbert asked, what about war? What has been the experience with keepers who get called to war? Nicholas says, well, again, we didn't pass on much information about that because there has not been a lot of discussion among the keepers. Some of us have gone to war. The talisman cannot prevent you from being killed, but if you're injured, it will help you heal quickly. And my last question for today is, can I take it off? With this, Nicholas smiled broadly. He said, I don't know. I never did. It never occurred to me to take it off. I'm not sure I could have taken it off until it was time to pass it to you. I would predict that you will never take it off until you give it to the next recipient. In order to avoid frustration, I would simply assume that it is part of you now for a long time, and that you will not take it off. Gil smiled. He thanked Nicholas for all his help, and he plans on giving all of this a great deal more thought and returning to this same location the following morning. He asked Nicholas if that would be okay, and they agreed. With that, they stood and parted ways. That's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite comments below. In the next episode, we will continue the discussion that transfers the knowledge from one keeper to the next generation of keeper as Gil tries to wrap his head around what it's going to be like to live with the Adhika talisman. I hope you join us in the next video. See you soon.